So could you tell me a little bit about your paranormal experience?
All right. I'd say about, took place about 2 years ago, actually, at my cousin's place. He lived not too far from where I live now. And, yeah, and I was staying with him for a little while. I stayed there for about a month. I was there. His daughter let me in to his apartment. About 2 weeks before he came back, he was in Africa working. Yeah, the first night I was there, I was sleeping in not his bedroom, but there was another room that's next door. One night, I was my first night there. I was trying to go to sleep, and I heard this knocking. Yeah, this slow knocking on the wall, and I tried to go back to sleep, and I couldn't. This knocking continued, and then the knocking, I believe it moved to the washroom. It didn't stop. And finally, I got fed up. Yeah, so I got up and I went to the washroom, and I closed the washroom door. I went back to bed, and it spooked me out a little bit. I thought it was kind of funny, and I've never experienced anything like that before, to my knowledge. Yeah, I just didn't understand. There was more knocking on the walls. There's no one else on the other side of the walls. You know, it's just me. You know, how can anyone be doing that? It was like a slow knocking. Not that I believe every ghost story I hear, so to speak, but sometimes you just know. Like, when my cousin came back 2 weeks later, he pretty much confirmed what I experienced. We were having some beers, and he was playing some music for the guitar, and we were talking, and he told me that he never slept in that one bedroom. Because, eventually my cousin told me that, Keith said, I don't want to scare you. He says, but I think someone was killed in that room. And I just sent a chill down my spine. And it's funny, I never even mentioned the knocking noises at all. It's like, he's the one who brought up the paranormal issue itself, you know. Like he's never slept in that room. And later on, after my cousin came back, I was sleeping in that room, and I heard some, and once in a while, especially in the morning, I would hear that same slow knock on the walls. It's really odd. I've always had a feeling that the ghost spirits were real, and that although I never believed every ghost story, when this came along, this experience, it changed me, and that made me more open than ever. Like I never, even though I've believed in the supernatural, I've never had an experience like this before, and it's made me more of a believer than ever before.
So you're convinced that it was a ghost of a dead woman that lived in your cousin's spare bedroom?
Well, I don't know if it was a woman or not. It could have been, I don't know, who knows. But it's very possible. Like, I've heard stories of people who died traumatically, and they would come back, the spirits would come back to that same place for whatever reason. Maybe something where it was unresolved or what have you. But, yeah, I think it's very possible. It's very interesting. I mean, it goes to show that there's, more to heaven and earth. You know, there's so much more, I think, to our world. I'll just say this. I don't want anyone to necessarily, they don't have to believe me or anyone else. You know, they should at least do their own, have their own experiences, and do their own research. You just keep an open mind, you know, because I think anything is possible. I mean, I know science says that we need, science follows the evidence and stuff like that. It has to follow certain guidelines and a certain criteria and so on. But I think there are things that science has yet to discover. I think things of the paranormal, like spirits, stuff like that, maybe one of them, and just because they haven't experienced it yet or proven it yet doesn't mean those things don't exist. I mean, anything is possible.